Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 3, Week 7. The author, captain, and forerunner of salvation, leading many sons into glory by entering within the veil and going forth outside the camp. Monday, related verses. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in leading many sons into glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brothers. Luke chapter 24, verse 26. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and enter into his glory? Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created, formed, and even made for my glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. For you have been bought with a price, so then glorify God in your body. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 8 through 9 and 18. Verses 8 through 9. How shall the ministry of the Spirit not be more in glory? For if there is glory with the ministry of condemnation, much more the ministry of righteousness abounds with glory. Verse 18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 5. Verse 1. Therefore, having this ministry, as we have been shown mercy, we do not lose heart. Verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. Related reading, God's goal is to bring his many sons into glory. His firstborn son, the Lord Jesus, as a pioneer, has fought into this glory. Now he is the captain of God's many sons' salvation, leading them into his glory by fighting. We, the many sons of God, are now on the way, fighting into the glory that God ordained for us. In order to accomplish his purpose of bringing many sons into glory, God had to have an example, a model. Such a one could be the qualified captain taking the lead to bring the many sons into glory. Before Jesus became the captain, he had to be perfected through sufferings. When I read the Bible as a young man, I was bothered by this verse. On the one hand, I knew that Jesus was perfect. On the other hand, chapter 2, verse 10 says that he had to be perfected. So it seemed to me that Jesus was not perfect, but he truly was perfect. Although he was perfect before his incarnation, he did not have the experience of human suffering. He had to be perfected through suffering before he could become the captain of salvation. To be perfect here actually means to be qualified. In order to be qualified for this office, he had to experience human suffering. Thus, to make Jesus perfect does not imply that there is any imperfection of virtue or attribute in Jesus, but only that the completing of his experience of human sufferings was needed to make him fit to become the author, the leader of his followers' salvation. Since Jesus passed through all the human suffering, he has been perfected, qualified to fill this office. He is qualified to bring the many sons of God into the region of glory, which he has already entered as the pioneer. What is this glory into which Christ has entered? It is the full expression of God. When the Lord was in the flesh, God was concealed within him. In Jesus, the Nazarene, with blood and flesh, was the seed of God's divine glory. When the carnation seed falls into the earth, dies and grows again until it reaches the stages of blossoming, the carnation seed is brought into glory. Jesus was such a seed. He fell into the earth, died, and grew up. By his growing up, his whole being, including his humanity and his human nature, was brought into the glorious expression of God. That was his glory. The Lord suffered death, crossing the river of death, and entered into the glory, into the full expression of the divine being. After living on earth for 33 and a half years, the Lord fulfilled the type. Jesus crossed the river. He first crossed the river at the time of his baptism. For 3.5 years after his baptism, he was continually crossing rivers. Eventually, on the cross, he crossed the death river. By crossing that ultimate river, he entered into glory. The glory into which he entered is the reality of the expression of God's divine being. After his resurrection, he was God's glorious expression. He is the example, the model, because he was the first one who pioneered into glory, the one who paved the way. This pioneer, this forerunner, entered within the veil. The veil is that which separates us from God's expression. Every river is a veil separating us from God's expression. By passing through the Jordan, the river of death, Jesus entered within the veil. There within the veil is nothing but the expression of God. He is there now in glory. There is a man in the glory. This means that there is a man in God's expression. Even more, there is a man who is God's expression, a man who is God's glory.